What we'd like to discuss and analyze in this shiur is the status of the Makom HaMikdash, of the Beis HaMikdash, of Eretz Yisrael. How is Eretz Yisrael sanctified? And what is the nature of that sanctity in our time? And perhaps we can tie this together with the Nevi'im and some of their prophecies. What we find is that the Rambam, in the sixth parak of Hilchas Beis HaBechira, establishes that the laws that apply to Yerushalayim and to Makom HaMikdash, as they applied originally, still apply today. In other words, the sanctity of Yerushalayim and Mikdash is eternal. It means that when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, this is called Kiddusha Rishona, the first Kiddush, the first sanctification, is Kiddusha L'Shaita V'Kiddusha L'Asid Lava. It's an eternal Kiddusha. With regard to Eretz Yisrael, which was conquered by Yehoshua after he crossed the Yarden, that Kiddush, says the Rambam, was Kiddusha L'Shaita V'lo Kiddusha L'Asid Lava, which means that although the land was conquered, there was kibush, nevertheless, once there was a counter kibush, and Nebuchadnezzar and his army sent us into Golus, the kiddush of Eretz Yisrael was batel. Until 70 years go by, and of course Ezra and Nehemiah come for the second kiddusha, they sanctify Eretz Yisrael, and the Rambam holds the Kiddusha Shnia, the second Kiddusha, is Kiddusha L'Shaita V'Kiddusha L'Asid Lava. So basically, to summarize, the Rambam holds that Kiddushas Yerushalayim and Mikdash is independent of Kiddushas Eretz Yisrael. And in fact, the Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael, by virtue of the first Kiddush, that of Kibush, was null and voided, but the Kiddusha of Yerushalayim remained intact. It is independent of the Kiddusha of Yerushalayim. And the Rambam says why, and this is the fifth line on your first page, Lefisha Kiddusha HaMikdash V'Yerushalayim Mipnei HaShchina V'HaShchina Eina B'Tela. The Rambam differentiates between Mikdash and Yerushalayim on the one hand and Eretz Yisrael on the other hand. With regard to Eretz Yisrael, the process of sanctification, the Maisa Kiddush, is the war, is the Kibush. Once that Kibush was undermined by our enemies, it was nullified, the Kiddush is also nullified. Again, we have Ezra Nehemiah, that's Kiddusha Shnia, which we'll get to later, Mirtz Hashem. But as far as Kiddusha Rishon is concerned, there's a fundamental difference. Yerushalayim and Mikdash, says the Rambam, is Kiddusha Mipnei HaShchina. V'HaShchina Eina B'Teilo L'Yolam. The Shechina is always there, and therefore it continuously sanctifies the Mikdash and Yerushalayim. The Raivin in his Hasagas has a different opinion. According to the Shitas HaRaivin, Kiddushas Mikdash and Yerushalayim likewise was Betela Liachar HaChurban. And not only that, but even if you hold Kiddusha Shnia, Kiddusha L'Shaita V'Kiddusha L'Asid Lavo, that's only with regard to Eretz Yisrael, but with regard to Yerushalayim and Mikdash, that Kiddusha is Kiddusha L'Shaita V'lo Kiddusha L'Asid Lavo. In other words, the Raivin agrees to the Rambam fundamentally that these two Kiddushos, that of Yerushalayim on the one hand and that of Eretz Yisrael on the other, are independent one of the other. In fact, the Raivin, like the Rambam, could have one Kiddusha without the other, but just in the other, in the reverse order. In other words, according to the Raivin, you could have Kiddushas Eretz Yisrael without Kiddushas Yerushalayim. Whereas according to the Rambam, you have Kiddushas Yerushalayim without Kiddushas Eretz Yisrael as far as the first Kiddush is concerned. Now, before we go on to the next page, I hope you saw an arrow, because I want to start in the bottom of the next page. I want to point out that the Rav Zichron Levracha, Rav Soloveitchik, used to quote his grandfather, Reb Chaim, with a very original interpretation of a parsha in Zechariah Novi. Zechariah Novi was the prophet for Bayis Sheni. He lived in that period of time between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. And in the fourth chapter of Zechariah, he's shown a vision of a splendid, beautiful menorah made of gold. And the Navi describes the Shemen Zayis that comes from two Atze Zayis and fills up the menorah. And the Malach asks the Navi, no, I'm sorry, the other way around. The Navi asks the Malach, Ma Eladoni, what am I looking at? And it's a very strange dialogue, because the Malach responds, Halo Yadata Ma Hema Elo. In fact, you do know what you see. In other words, whereas the Navi Zechariah says, what am I looking at? It's very odd. I don't understand it. Says the Malach, you do understand. And then, on the next line, the Navi Zechariah again reiterates his position. Lo Adoni, I don't understand. I can't interpret this vision. Until finally, after this dialogue goes back and forth, the Navi gets the Nevuah. He makes the very famous declaration, Lo Vakach V'lo V'chayel Ki Im Baruchi Omer Hashem. The whole Nevuah makes no sense. Where do we ever find in Tanakh that a Navi is shown a vision and he can't read the prophecy? I mean, prophecy by definition means a chazon. You know, you look at a vision and you are meant to understand. And not only that, it's even more difficult because the Malach accuses him of knowing what he's seeing and he denies it. So there's a whole shaklamatari here between the Navi and the Malach, and finally ends with Lo B'Koach V'lo B'Chayel. What's that all about? So Reb Chaim had a very unique interpretation to shed a light on this chapter, the fourth chapter of Zechariah Novi. This is the way Alamdin or Rosh Hashiva analyzes the Parsha Tanakh. Says Reb Chaim, you know what? Zechariah was being shown a vision of Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni is fundamentally different than Bayis Rishon. The Gemara says at the end of the second parak of Yoma that all the miracles that transpired in Bayis Rishon were gone in Bayis Sheni. There was no Eish Min HaShamayim. There was no Urim V'Tumim. There was no Ruach HaKodesh. There was no Shechina. Everything was missing. There was nothing miraculous about Bayis Sheni. In fact, the Gemara in Tainis tells us that Bayis Sheni was a period of poverty in Klal Yisrael. And as a result, the menorah in Bayis Sheni was not made of gold as it was in the first Bayis, it was made of wood. It was a wooden menorah. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu chas al mamonim shel Yisrael, they were too poor to find enough gold and purchase enough gold to build a menorah. So the Navi is shown a vision of this beautiful menorah. It's described as Gula shel Shgola shel Shem et Zayis al Rosh Shnei Atzei Zayis al Leah, etc., etc., and some Nora Zohov. And you know what? Zechariah scratches his head and he says, Ma Eila Adoni. So the Malach says to him, you know exactly what this is. You're the prophet of Bayis Sheni. No, I don't know what this is. This prophecy does not correspond to Bayis Sheni at all. Says Reb Chaim, you know what's the resolution to this riddle? How to solve this problem? You're looking at the physical bias, Zechariah. But there's something else here. The second bias is really the third bias. Again, it'll be a physical building that will be destroyed. But the third bias, which will live and exist forever, is an extension of the second bias. We're used to thinking that there are three Batei Mikdashos. There's the one that Shlomo built, There's the one that was built by Ezra and Nehemiah, and then there's one that will be built at the time of the Melech HaMashiach. No. Al-Pidin, in terms of its Kedusha, the Kedusha of Bayis Sheni was never destroyed. The physical bias may have been replaced, and will be replaced, b'meirah v'yameinu, but the Kedusha is the exact same Kedusha. Ki im baruchi omar Hashem. Let's look at the Ruach, the Kodesh. The Kodesh of the second Bayis Zechariah is identical. The beautiful menorah of Zav, you won't live to see. That won't be fulfilled with the Bayis Sheni. That'll be part of the structure of Bayis Shlishi. But the Kedusha is one and the same. And the Rav expanded on Reb Chaim, and he said the following. Why is it that the Bayis Sheni's Kedusha is a Kedusha that will never be destroyed and never uprooted? The enemies of the Jewish people, the Romans, can come and sack and torch the Bayis Sheni, but essentially the Bayis Sheni still exists. The sanctity persists. Kishel Ashaita v'kishel Asid Lava. Why is it, asked the Rav, that Eretz Yisrael, at the time of Ezra Nehemiah, we're talking about a very small group of Israelis who settled the land, who came on Aliyah. Maybe they came with Nefesh B'Nefesh, I don't know. 42,000 Jews. A minuscule amount of the Jewish people. And yet, Kishel Ashaita v'kishel Asid Lava. So the Rav said, if you read the Rambam carefully, the answer is there. Because while the first Kiddush, with all of Klal Yisrael, Shishim Ribui, 3 million strong, Yoshua comes in, they vanquish the seven nations of Canaan, all wonderful. But it's a Kiddusha of Kibush, through Milchama. That Kiddusha depends upon subjugating the other nations. If Nefach HaKar Al Piyah, if everything is turned upside down and they vanquish us, then that Kedusha is null and void. One Kibush will undermine the other Kibush and the Kedusha is gone. But says the Rambam, with regard to the second Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, here we're talking about not Kedushas Kibush, but the Kedusha of settlement. 42,000 Jews settled with Ezra and Nehemiah at the time of Aliyah Shniyah. Where was that Kedusha? So I'm quoting to you a few lines from the Nefesh HaRav of Rav Shechter, who quotes the Rav, and he says the following. He says that what happened was that the Shechina of Migdash, which if you happen to recall, the Rambam holds Shechina Eina B'Tela, that Shechina was the Makadesh, was the source of Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is an extension of the Beis HaMikdash. And since the Mikdash and the Makom HaMikdash is sanctified, Kishel Ashaita v'Kishel Asid Lava, because Shechina Eina B'Tela, it's not a question of Kibush. Ezra and Nehemiah and the Jewish people were invited to settle in Eretz Yisrael. They were given the green light. There was no Kibush. What sanctifies the land? The answer is the sanctity begins with Migdash, expands and extends to incorporate Yushalayim, and then it breaks the bounds of Yushalayim and extends to encompass the entire Eretz Yisrael. Kedushas Migdash, he says, ain't of you said it's al Kibush Melchama. Migdash has nothing to do with Melchama. Ki im etzem ha'uvda shehishra HaKadosh Baruch Hu shechinasa b'makom hazeh, the Shechina itself, u'b'tkufas Ezra Nehemia, af kiddush ha'aretz naseis b'ofen zeh, lo haya kibush, ela chiluk, ela hisyashvus misviv lebeis ha'migdash, u'b'shar mekomos shel Eretz Yisrael, v'nimshecha kiddushas ha'aretz mikdushas migdash. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is drawn from the Migdash itself. And to the same extent that the Migdash has an eternal Kedusha, so too Eretz Yisrael has an eternal Kedusha. Kishel Ashaita v'kishel Asid Lava. The difference between the first Kiddush and the second Kiddush is fundamental. The first Kiddush was through Milchama. The second was through Yerushalayim, expanding the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. Now we're going to put this on the side for a moment, and I want you to take out the second page that I hope you have towards the bottom. Tosis in Tzvachim raises a question, a logical question, which is really an objection against the Rambam Shita. Of course, Tosis doesn't mention the Rambam. What's bothering Tosis? Tosis says the following. Kedushas Migdash is something that's added to Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? The Mishnah in Kelim says Eser Kedushas Hem. There are 10 levels of Kedusha. We start with a basic level of Kedusha, that's Eretz Yisrael. And then as we climb the hierarchy, it becomes more and more intense. We get to Ayara Samukofas Choma, we get to Lifnim and Achoma, the Harabayis, the Chayil, the Esrus Noshim, and then we get to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. 10 Kedushas. Tosis understands that this is like a 10-story building, the foundation of which is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And as we climb the ladder, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael becomes more and more intense until we reach the pinnacle, which is the Kodesh Kedoshim. How then, asks Tosfos, is it possible to have Kedushas Yerushalayim without Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? After all, Kedushas Yerushalayim is just a more intense level within the framework of the Eser Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael itself. If I remove the foundation, the whole building collapses. And therefore, if we go back to the case of Bayis Rishon, and we said that the Kedushas Migdash, according to the Rambam, is Kishla Shaita V'Kishla Losid Lavo. It's not Batal Imachurban. Whereas the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, of Eretz Yisrael, the rest of the land, is Kishla Shaita V'Lo Kishla Losid Lavo. Again, I'm talking about the first Kiddush. Then we have a very strange phenomenon. Says Tosis, you're talking about Kedushas Yerushalayim and Migdash without Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The whole foundation is gone. But when you think about it, my friends, according to the Rav, standing on the shoulders of Rav Chaim, there's no kasha. This question, which again we're going to analyze according to various achronim, which is on the third page of Yomar Makomos, this question doesn't get off the ground according to the way Rav Chaim and the Rav explain Rav Chaim in the Rambam Shita. Because again, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is a Kedusha Shechina. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, by virtue of Yoshua, is a Kiddush of Kibush. They're two separate Mekadshim. And they're independent one of the other. And keep in mind that even the Ravid who rejects the Rambam agrees fundamentally that these two Kedushas are independent one of the other. Again, he flips it around, and you can have Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael without Kedusha of Mikdash. But the point is that Kuliyamalo Pligi, there are two processes that may be parallel to each other, but they're independent. The Makadesh of Yerushalayim is Shechina, the Makadesh of Eretz Yisrael is Kibush on the first round. And that's why we understand very well why the second Mikdash and the second Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael is one and the same. Since the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is the Kedusha Shechina Ve'ena B'Telo Li'olam, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the balance of the land of Israel, is also likewise a Kedusha of Shechina, because the Kedusha is an expansion of the Shechina. Yerushalayim now extends throughout all the land, but the source of the Kedusha, the root of the Kedusha, is Yerushalayim. So basically what we have in front of us is a machlokas, a controversy between the Rambam and Tosfos about how these two kedushos relate to each other, that of Yerushalayim and that of Eretz Yisrael. Whereas Tosfos thinks that you have to begin with the foundations, which is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, then and only then can you build the pyramid and go to the top and reach Yerushalayim. The Rambam says no. On the contrary, it could be that the fundamental kedusha is that of Yerushalayim and that of Shechina. Eretz Yisrael from the perspective of Kedusha Shnia, is the Kedusha of Shechina, and therefore Kedusha L'Shaita, the Kedusha L'Sidla. Now, I want you to look on page 3, and you'll see that whether it's Rav Menachem Zemba, the Mikdash David, the Chidush HaGriz in Menachos, they come up with a distinction between two dimensions of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. What are these two Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael? One is the Kedusha of Mitzvos HaTluyos Ba'aretz. The other is a Kedusha of Shechina. This is radically different than the presentation of the Rav. The Rav would object to this because he holds that Eretz Yisrael, even as far as Mitzvos HaTluyos Ba'aretz, is fundamentally a Kedusha Shechina. It's the Kedusha of Yerushalayim that's expanding to incorporate Eretz Yisrael. But in this presentation of Rav Menachem Zemba, Zecher Tzadik and Kodesh Livracha, we're talking about a whole different kind of framework. And fundamentally it means that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, as far as Mitzvos HaTluyos Ba'aretz, as far as Leket Shikim Peya, as far as Trumas and Maisrus, as far as Shvius, that Kedusha doesn't emanate from the Shechina. It's something totally separate. Okay, now in any event, again, according to this approach of the Mikdash David and others, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael with regard to the Mitzvos HaTluyos Ba'aretz is independent of Kedushas Mikdash and Kedusha Shechina. And it's interesting. The Mishnah, when it describes Eretz Yisrael and its sanctity, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael Kedosha Mikol HaRatzos, and this is a Mishnah in Masechta Kelim in the first Perek, and the Mishnah asks the question, how does the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael express itself? Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshes Mikol HaRatzos. And the Mishnah's answer is, Shemevim Mimena Omer Ubikurim V'Shtei Alechem Masha'en Mevim Kein Mikol HaRatzos. So imagine, the Mishnah wants to give us an example of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Why didn't the Mishnah mention Trumos and Maisros and all the other mitzvahs HaTluyos Ba'aretz? Why does the Mishnah focus its attention on Omer, Bikurim, and Shtei Alechem? And the answer is, because, let's read it inside. He says, Ein ze inyan lemitzvah HaTluyos Ba'aretz, Shehein Tluyos Bekibush. What the Mishnah is looking for is one particular dimension of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Not the dimension of Mitzvos HaTluyos Ba'aretz, which depends upon Kiddush, but rather the Mishnah is looking for the Kedusha Shechina. Here, there's a basic Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael that is independent of Kibush, and that Kedusha is the Kedusha of Shechina. And the Kedusha of Shechina expresses itself in any mitzvah that requires bringing something to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the Makom HaShechina. The Omer is taken from Eretz Yisrael and brought to the Mikdash, and so to the Shtei Alechem and Bikurim. All of the above are illustrations that demonstrate that Eretz Yisrael has fundamentally a Kedusha Shechina. And if we look at the Tashbeitz, we'll see that Aver LaYarden, which means the area where Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven settled, does not have Kedusha Shechina. It's not related at all to the Beis HaMikdash. It does have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael as far as the Mitzvos HaTluyos Ba'aretz. It was conquered from Sichon and Og by Bnei Yisrael. However, Eivra Yarden is not a place which lends itself to Binyan Beis HaMikdash or for the Shechina to be sure there. Even though the Mitzvos are Nogos there, nevertheless, it's not a Kedusha Shechina. The Tashbeitz, which you'll see in a second paragraph on the bottom of your page, says that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished and he couldn't enter into Eretz Yisrael. Wait a second, Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader of Israel when we conquered Eivra Yarden. Eivra Yarden is sanctified with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Harai, the Mitzvah Atluyus Baretz apply in Eivra Yarden on the western bank of the Jordan, just as they do, on the eastern bank of the Jordan, just as they do in the western bank of the Jordan. So where's the punishment to Moshe Rabbeinu? And the answer is, because Moshe Rabbeinu craved entering into Eretz Yisrael that has Kedusha Shechina. And even though Eivra Yarden has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, as far as the mitzvot are concerned, it does not have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael of Shechina. And if this be the case, if you take a look at your next page, we can begin to understand the Ramban in Parshas Masai that we read just a few days ago on the Pasuk of Orashtem Es Haaretz V'Yashavtem Bo. The Ramban says, Zu Mitzvos Aseh. And the Ramban says that Lo Nichlulu Sham El HaMakomot Sheh Be'Eivra Yarden HaMaravi Ve'ilu HaYarden Atzmo Hu Gvul Mizrach Lu'umat Zot B'Seder Dvarim Mitaera Katuv Bepirut Es Kibush Kola Arm Sheh Be'Eivra Yarden HaMizrachi. It's very interesting, we have two different parshas in the Torah. We have a parsha of the Gvulas Eretz Yisrael, which includes the western side of the Yarden, and that's here in Masai. But when we get to say the Dvarim, there the Torah mentions only, just one second. It's the other way around. Just in Masai, in Parshas Masai, there, the Torah, in mentioning the borders of Eretz Yisrael, does not include the Eivra Yarden HaMizrachi. It only includes Eivra Yarden HaMaravi. And the Gvul on the eastern side is the Yarden. So anything beyond the Yarden is not mentioned. In Seder Dvarim, on the other hand, when the Torah talks about all the areas that will be conquered, it includes all the areas of the eastern side of the Yarden as well, because they too were conquered as part of the mitzvah of Kibush Eretz Yisrael. So in order to explain this discrepancy, again, do we have it? There's a discrepancy here in terms of the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. So we're going to quote the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch wants to know, what's the Ikar Mitzvah from the framework of the Ramban? Is it Kibush, meaning that we should have dominion over Eretz Yisrael? Or is the Ikar Mitzvah Yeshiva? Kibush is only a Hechsher Mitzvah, it's a means to an end in order to facilitate our Yeshiva. And there may be a difference between the two sides of the Jordan. As far as the western side of the Jordan is concerned, there the mitzvah is yeshiva. Why? Because as far as the west is concerned, that is living with the Mishkan, in the Mishkan HaShechina. Because as we said before, Moshe Rabbeinu was desired to go to the western part of the Yarden, to cross the Yarden, because he wanted to be in the Eretz Yisrael that has the dimension of Shekhinah. Anyone who lives there is Dome Kamisha Yesh Aloka. With regard to Eiver HaMizrachi, the eastern side, there the mitzvah is Kibush, but Yeshiva ain't Yeshiva Sham Mitzvah. It doesn't have the mitzvah of Yeshiva Beretz Yisrael, because the Kedusha Shekhinah is limited to Eiver HaMizrachi. So in Parshas Masai, where the discussion is about Yeshiva, so the mitzvah of Yeshiva is the Iker Mitzvah in Parshas Masai. Kibush, therefore, is only a means to an end. Though Rashtem Asartzvi is Shavtemba, meaning conquer the land so that you can live within, there the boundaries delineated do not include the eastern side of the Yarden. Because on the eastern side of the Yarden, we don't have Eretz Yisrael of Shekhinah. We only have Eretz Yisrael of Kibush. However, when we get to Sefer Dvarim, there we're talking about the mitzvah of Kibush, and insofar as the mitzvah of Kibush is Ikar, then there's no difference between one side of the Yarden and the other side of the Yarden. And if this be the case, if you turn to page 5, it comes out that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was null and void when the people of Israel were sent into Golus and the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael was undermined. That only applies as far as the mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz, like Trumos, Maaser Shviyos, etc. That Kedusha is dependent upon Kibush. But the Kedusha Shekhinah of Eretz Yisrael, lo b'teila. Why? Because as far as that Kedusha is concerned, that Kedusha is the Kedusha Shekhinah. Kedusha zu hi arishona may eser Kedushas ha-shaychus le-migdash. As we said before, the Mishnah in Kelim has a pyramid of 10 Kedushos. The basic Kedusha is that of Eretz Yisrael, but which Eretz Yisrael? The Eretz Yisrael of Shekhinah, the Eretz Yisrael of Migdash, the Eretz Yisrael of bring the Bikurim and the Omer and the Shtei Lechem up to the Migdash. The Rambam holds that Kedushas Yishlayim and Migdash is because of the Shekhinah, and therefore it's Eina B'Teilo Lamis. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael of Shekhinah is likewise Eina B'Teilo Lamis. Moshe Rabbeinu never crossed the Jordan, he never got to live in the Makom of Ashras HaShekhinah of Eretz Yisrael on the western side of the Jordan. As far as Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in Yid Mitzvos, which is independent of Shekhinah, that requires a Maisa Kiddush, and the Maisa Kiddush was the conquering the military campaign in which Yoshua subjugated the seven nations and dominated Eretz Yisrael. That Kibush, which engenders the Kedusha in your mitzvahs hatulis baretz, that depends upon Kibush. If the Kibush is null and void, then the Kedusha is null and void. And I want to get back to one paragraph here in the Nefesh HaRav, in which he quotes the Rav as saying the following. He says that somebody was invited to give a shiur in the yeshiva, and this particular Rav made a comment that irritated the Rav tremendously. He waited until after the guest left in order to point this out to the Talmidim. Of course, he didn't want to be mevayishim. But this individual, this guest Magid Shir, wanted to suggest that during the 70 years between the Churban Bayis Rishon and the Binyan of Bayis Sheni, there was no Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael had the same status as any nation on the face of the earth. And why? Because the Kedusha, the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, was a reflection of Kibush. Once the Kibush was gone because it was conquered by the Babylonians, then we're left without a Kiddush. And if there's no Kiddush, as Eretz Yisrael has the same dinim as any land on the face of the earth. And when he left, the Rav got up and he said, Ein chachma vein b'makom sheish chil Hashem. He says ein chachma vein tvuna. He says that's not true. Eretz Yisrael has an eternal kedusha with galus, with kibush, or without kibush. That is the essence of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the makom hashras hashchina. You talk about kibush as a mekadesh. That's halacha from trumas of maisers. During the 70 years between Churban Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni, there was no Chiyuv Trumas of Maisrus, there was no Shvius, there was no Mitzvah Tlius Baretz in Eretz Yisrael. That kibush of Nebuchadnezzar and his army undermines the kibush of Yoshua, and the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in Mitzvos, HaTlius Baretz is gone, it's undermined. But Eretz Yisrael is still Eretz Yisrael. It still remains the Makom HaShechina. The Rambam goes on to say, as we saw earlier, that once Ezra and Nehemiah established the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael as an extension of Shechina, as an extension of the Beis HaMikdash, is Kidshel Shaita V'Kidshel Osed Lo. It becomes an eternal Kedusha. But one thing is crystal clear. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, even as far as Kedusha Rishon is concerned, the fundamental Kedusha and Shem Eretz Yisrael, is the Shechina. You ask me a different question. As far as the land of Eretz Yisrael and producing its grains, its fruits, its legumes, is it sanctified as far as the Mitzvah Tlius Baretz is concerned? For that we have a whole set of system of rules and regulations about what a Kiddush is. The Kiddush in the first round was Kibush. In the second round was Shechina. The Shechina of Yerushalayim was able to expand the Kiddusha to all of Eretz Yisrael. But the basic Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael remains identical. And it remains eternal. And it was given to Avraham Avinu. And the Rav says on the Mishnah in Kalim that we discussed before, that the intention of the Mishnah, when it says, Eser Madrego Shonos B'Kedushas Mikdash, it means that even Eretz Yisrael has a Kedushas Mikdash. The Shoresh, the root of all Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is the Kodesh Kedoshim, where the Shechina resides. That Kedusha expands and encompasses all of Eretz Yisrael. That's the essential Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Why then does the Mishnah mention Bikurim? Why does it mention Shtei Alechem and Omer, as we said before? Because that reflects the Kedusha's Migdash of Eretz Yisrael. The Rav mentions that one of the rabbis after Milchemet Sheshet Hayamim wanted to change the Nusach of Nachem. Because in that Nusach, we speak about Yerushalayim and Migdash as being Shomema and Chareva, V'ein Banea. But today, after the Six-Day War, we settled Yerushalayim, including the Old City and the Makom HaMikdash. And the Rav responded, I don't see any need or justification in changing the Nusach. Because he says, as far as Yerushalayim is concerned, until the Mikdash is rebuilt, the city is still in a state of Churban. Again, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, of Mikdash, is Kidshel Shaita V'Kidshel Osed Lo. It's eternal. But nevertheless, the bias itself is Chareva, and therefore, we can still recite the same Nusach on Tisha B'Av of Chareva and Aveva. What I wanted to suggest is that when we think about the Har HaBayis, we remember that there's a halacha called Mora of fear and awe and respect. The Ravid, as we mentioned earlier, is of the opinion that even though Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is sanctified by Ezra Nehemiah's Kedushal Kidshal Shait V'Kidshal Asid Lavo, it's an eternal sanctity. Nevertheless, Migdash is not an eternal sanctity. And the Ravid therefore goes ahead and says that if in our day a Tameh would go up to the Migdash and enter therein, to the Makom HaMikdash, he's not Chayav Karis. Why? Because the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is gone. Now, Why did the Rebbe say more than that? The Rebbe could have gone a step further and said, you're allowed to go in there, even if you're Tame. Does the Rebbe limit himself to alleviating a chiyuv kares? The Rebbe just says, and you'll see that on your first page, that if a person enters into the Mikdash today, is Eino Chayiv Kares. What do you mean Eino Chayiv Kares? The Rebbe should have told me a lot more than that. He should have told me you're allowed to go in, and you should know that there are people who go into the Mokom HaMikdash. Again, they go on the Har HaBayis. Maybe they know exactly where to go. Maybe they don't. I don't know. And apparently they rely on the Rebbe. But the Rebbe who says Kitchel Shaitav Alo Kitchel Asa Lava only alleviates one of the liability of Kares. He doesn't say you're allowed to go in there. It would seem that there is some concept of Mora Migdash that engenders a certain awe and reverence to the Mokom HaMikdash, even according to the Rebbe. And I think that this makes sense in the light of the fact that there was a bechira, a choice of the Mokom HaMikdash, of the Har HaBayis. What do I mean? When I emphasize the word bechira. The psukim in the Torah constantly speak about how Mokom Asher Yivchar Hashem, the place which God will choose. The Rav pointed out once, and it's published, based on a Tosfos in Zvachim, that you know who it was who actually chose the area for the Beis HaMikdash? It wasn't Shlomo HaMelech, it was David HaMelech. David HaMelech purchased the land from Anan HaMivusi, paid good price, he collected the land, the money from the Shvatim. And at that point, there was an Iser Bamos. In other words, until David HaMelech designated the land, one was allowed to build his own private altar in his backyard and bring karbonos. We would have suggested that when Shlomo HaMelech built the Mikdash, at that point, the Iser HaKrova B'Bamos was activated. But no. Already before the Mikdash is built, at the time of David HaMelech, there's an Iser Bama. Once the Mokom HaMikdash has been chosen, has been designated, from that point on, there's an Iser HaKrova B'Bamos. The very designation of the land for the Beis HaMikdash, a fulfillment of HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem, that's already L'Shichno Sidrashu U'Bas HaShama. That's where the Shechina resides. That's where we're going to bring Karbanos when the Mikdash is built. And we are now enjoined forevermore from building Bamos outside of Yerushalayim, outside the Mosul Mikdash. Rabosai, you see a pella of a chidush here. The Rebbe is talking about the fact that there was Churban Beis HaMikdash, and as a result of Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha of Mikdash is null and void. Wait a minute. There's already a din of Mora Mikdash before the Mikdash is even built at the time of David HaMelech. When David HaMelech designates and chooses the area, it already is endowed with a level of Kedusha. And that Kedusha is the Kedusha which engenders an Iser Bama. No longer do we have the opportunity and the option of bringing Karbanos in any other spot on the face of the earth. The Mokom HaMikdash and its fundamental chosenness is not dependent on the building and the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore the Rebbe would hold, I believe, that even after Churban, and even though Kedushas Yerushalayim is Betela, that's only Kedushas Yerushalayim as far as bringing Karbanos is concerned. But as far as entering into the Mokom HaMikdash, if a Tommy goes in there and he violates Mora Mikdash, even the Rebbe agrees that he's not allowed to do that. Because that reverence for the Mokom HaMikdash is not a reflection of, it doesn't emanate from the bias, the physical bias, which has now been destroyed, but rather from the fact that this area was Mizuman and Miyuchad for the Beis HaMikdash. And that remains even after the Churban, just as it was engendered even before the Mikdash was built, before Shlomo Melech built the Mikdash. So then, just to summarize, we have two dimensions to Mikdash and to Yerushalayim. We have it as the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, and that Kedusha is eternal. We have another Kiddush, another dimension as far as bringing Karbanos, which depends upon the building of the Mikdash. Would that Kedusha be undermined by Churban? That's a machlokus between the Rambam and the Raifet. The Rambam holds Makrivim Apol Pishein Bayis. We can bring Karbanos on the Makom HaMikdash even though there's no Bayis. The Kedusha of Karbanos is inherent in the land because of the Shechina. The Ravid says, no, we need the Bais. But both the Rambam and the Ravid agree that there is an independent Kedushas Migdash, B'toras Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, the Bechira of that place, with or without the structure of the Migdash, with Karbanos or without Karbanos, is a fundamental Kedusha, and that applies even Bizman Hazeh. And therefore, again, I'm not paskening for you, but halacha l'maisa, I think we have to be very careful about the Makom HaMikdash. I don't know if we have to go as far as be careful about the Kotel, but that's already. But there are places on the Har HaBayis that certainly are sanctified with Kedushas Bechira, Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, and the mitzvah of Mora Migdash is very much activated. But our tefillah, as we enter into these days of Shavua Shechalbo and Tisha B'Av coming up, and we hope that it'll be a celebration. But if not, we have to pray to Hashem that we zochet to the binyan abayis, that we can bring karbanos, that we have the full-fledged kedusha of Makom HaMikdash, not just b'toras Makom HaYishay Yivchar, but also b'toras kedushas Mikdash, and even according to the Ravid sheet. And we have to hope and pray that with the new era of building of the Mikdash will be zoche to a close relationship to the Shechina. And Chazal tells Marantinus that call me Shalom Nivna Beis HaMikdash B'Yomav is Ki'ilu Nechrav HaMikdash B'Yomav. So Chas V'Shol, we don't want to be in that category as if we are witnessing the Churban HaBayis. In the case of Bayis Rishon, the Churban was engendered by the most severe Averos. In the case of Bayis Sheni, the Gemara says there were Tzadikim, they were Talmidei Chachamim. What engendered, what generated the Churban? It was sin aschino, it was baseless hatred. We don't want to be guilty of that. Yiratzon, we should be zocha through achdus. Hashem should be mashu shechina. We should get the okay to sanctify Eretz Yisrael with Migdash in its fullest sense. Bevo HaMashiach, b'meriv yameinu, amen. If there are any questions, now could be a good time to ask them.